Gentlemen, we are live here on a lovely, lovely Wednesday. It is a Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin out for the week. He may be in Central America, apparently. We have no clue, really. We have no clue what he's doing. Just the animals he's capturing.
He's looking for new runners, man. Some new mule runners.
That is indeed what he is looking for. And speaking of our old show pony, it'd be a good time right now to discuss the latest in the Miami Heat's attempts to lure in one final whale for Pat Riley. The Miami Heat have emerged as front runners to acquire two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. A reported trade package makes the Heat stand out amongst interested teams, according to Miami Herald reporter Barry Jackson. Miami's offer includes Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., the number 13 pick of the 2026 NBA draft, and two future first-round picks. Now, this, of course, would be accompanied with some pick swaps, but hearing that package, what do you think, Vlad? I'm sorry, Leroy, do you think that is something that the Milwaukee Bucks will be interested in? Do you think that's something that the Miami Heat should be giving up for Giannis? What do you think of that package?
That's giving up a lot. Here's the other thing. I'm always against getting too old. Right?
All right. Yes.
And when I say that, I do realize that most of your stars are a little bit older.
Yes.
But when you get rid of that much youth, it makes your team even older.
It's 31 years old. Is that Giannis? Too old for you, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only 2 years older than Bam.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I really think
here's what I would say.
Yeah.
Can I get from Giannis the amount of years that it would take for us to then get a first round pick back?
Ooh, that's a good call. So if we're giving away 26, we're going to be giving away two. So, but you can't give away consecutive. You can't give away consecutive years.
28 right? And 30.
Damn, that is crazy.
So you're talking about four years.
Yeah, I got 4 years in Giannis though.
Okay, so that's how I look at it.
That's a good call. Now, that's a good call there.
Now, the other thing is that I need to make sure I keep Wiggins.
Oh, okay. That's who you're prioritizing, Wiggins? Of the remaining roster.
Of the remaining roster.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But doesn't Wiggins, what do you put Wiggins at the two then, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Or is he coming off the bench? And then what do you do with Norman Powell?
Norman Powell's going to be Norman
doesn't want to come off the bench now. He said that. Norm at the end, after the injury.
Yeah.
He was being a good soldier because he didn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want to mess up what was going on inside, but you could tell.
I think Norm would take the role that Tyler Hero should have had last year.
Right, but Tyler's
he's gone.
But Tyler's headspace was I should be a starter. I was hurt.
And Vlad, the biggest issue I have with all of this, okay? And I'm from a football background, so bear with me. The first thing they tell you when you walk into a football locker room is leave your ego at the door.
It's 55 of y'all. There's only 15 in the NBA.
But what I would say this is, with Tyler. I believe if I give you the money and you get maxed out, I should be able to use you the way I see fit for this franchise because I have already determined your importance by what I'm paying you. And I don't care what you think. We've already shown you what we think of you. You understand what I'm saying? And I think too many times during the course of these last couple of years, Spo has cared about feelings instead of production. What best fits the Miami Heat has always been the most important thing. And I don't know if they thought that. They didn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, he does do a weird thing that goes beyond basketball. You know, he's not a guy who will get caught up too much in analytics. He's like karma of the game.
Right.
And I'm like, man, just play the tall guy.
But then with the same breath saying all that and earning this and earning that or whatever, he'll just put Tyler back in the starting lineup.
Yeah, correct. To appease
Tyler.
Tyler, yeah.
And I'm not and this is not a knock on Tyler.
Well, right? I mean, look, assuming Tyler's gone and assuming that you have to obviously hold on to the pieces that you already have with Norman Powell there, and you know what should be happening, but you also know the reality of the situation with NBA stars sometimes in regards to ego and whatever the case may be. So with Andrew Wiggins and Norman Powell essentially playing similar roles kind of to Giannis, of those two, who are you going to move forward with if you're the Miami Heat franchise, Norman Powell or Andrew Wiggins?
The better trade value is Tyler.
Right. You probably
Tyler's gone. No. Assuming Tyler's gone. Giannis.
Then you got to keep Powell. Okay,
so that's what I'm saying. Because when this conversation started, essentially, and we discussed the trade package that Barry Jackson had just proposed, which sends Tyler away, and we discussed the remaining roster, Leroy's first essential priority was maintaining Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, because he never wants any of his favorites to go. So
he loves Andrew Wiggins.
But you understand. Understand. It's a slick move by Leroy.
Let me say your slick move. Go ahead.
Leroy pulls a reverse Tovin in that he knows Tyler's the one that everybody wants to go. So he's going to push Tyler to have Andrew Wiggins in the background. So once Tyler goes out, then you got to keep Wiggins because it's going to be, hey, we need another wing. We need a wing. We need a defender. We just let Tyler go. So you're going to be like, yeah, we just let Tyler go. We got to keep Wiggy. That's how he keeps his guy. It's a slick move.
Okay.
You're pulling a Tobin without the antics.
I think Wiggins is more important to this team than Tyler and Norm.
And that's why it's easy to push those two first and keep your guy. All right.
So then you're saying essentially when the dust settles, Tyler's in Milwaukee, then you are saying trade Norman Powell. Because Norman's
resign
not coming
him,
off
resign
the
him, resign him.
Norm can he's come a free off agent. The bench.
But he's now, not coming off the bench.
But no, now look, he's your team right now. So you
he's
trade,
an all-star.
What's the trade? You trading Khalil? Are you trading Tyler?
So this is the proposition that Barry Jackson had proposed, that this is a package the Miami Heat have offered. It is Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., the number 13th pick of this draft, and two future first round picks. So assuming that, let's just say that this one goes through, that Tyler, Khalil, Jaime head on over and you're stuck with the remainder of the roster.
So what you're getting is one unbelievable player for three rotational players. So therefore, you have to keep. You're gonna have to
pretty
resign.
Good players, though.
No, they are pretty good players. I mean, one was in an All Star.
Well, that means you got Pelham moving up. You got Jakachonis moving up.
Yeah,
but you got your veterans and Wiggins.
Jokic is going to have to move
Jokic.
Up.
Jokic. Jokic's going to, yeah. What's off night? Off night's going to.
Davion's going to be there.
Davion's going to basically be your point guard.
Yeah, but yeah. Your lineup is looking like Davion.
Davion's going to come off the bench. I wouldn't be surprised if they move Jakachonas up.
I mean, I would understand that because he would have less responsibility from a scoring position. Because if you put him in the second lineup, he comes in the second lineup, you're going to want some points out of him. But if you put him in the first lineup and he can dish to other
people. Yeah, I don't even know yet. He's right. Like, Norm is going to he's been playing and working for this contract for a long time. He's going to want to get paid. Might be his last chance of making some significant amount of money.
For sure. So, and he's right off of an all-star year.
An all-star
year.
He's going
to ask for a lot of money.
So, therefore, he's going to want some money. He's going to want he's going to want a clear, concise role because he thought he was a starter last year. And there was, like you said, people were walking on eggshells because nobody knew what was going on with, you know, Tyler and everything like that. You make that trade, it's great. You get Giannis back. You're losing three significant players, and you're losing future assets. So are you going to be willing? Yeah. Are you going to be able to get those? You're going to have to look for those Max Strus and what's his name? The one that stole money from the Lakers without using a weapon.
Gabe Vincent.
No, Kendrick Nunn. Yeah. Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, Kendrick Nunn. Okay.
First Kendrick Nunn, then Gabe Vincent. Yeah. They all took money from the Lakers without using a weapon. Course. So you're going to have to find those type of guys, the Caleb Martins again. Like, you're going to have to find those guys.
But that's the easy part.
I don't think it's that easy.
The easy part is finding role guys.
We've been doing that for 10 years.
The hard part is getting a consistent five that you can depend on most nights. They haven't had that in 3 years.
But a lot of those consistent five are rotational players. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they just moving up. Like, they're young guys who were rotational players that it's time to move up.
The, what's his name? Keyshawn Johnson is going to have to
move up. No. He's
Vlad Golden. Let's go.
No. He has to change his name first.
So,
Vladimir?
Just.
Ooh. Bless you, Leroy.
No Vlads. Only one Vlad here.
Big V.
So, I do. I think it's doable.
Slav is
right?
his name.
Because think about this. I think with those guys gone, it almost makes the roster more definitive, like roles. And that's without knowing what Norm's role going to be or whether he wants it. Right? I'm always going to say this. He has earned the right to make his own decision. He doesn't have to settle because he was an all-star, because he's a scorer. So from that standpoint, if it works out, fine. I'm not going to be mad at him. That dude he been fighting for 10 years trying to get that one contract, right? And he still hasn't really gotten it. So go ahead on and get your money if that's the case. However, what it does, it makes the roles more definitive. And I think that's a good thing. Like, if you can get five, you know, every night, this is my starting five. I don't have to play games with, this time I'm going to use him, It's definitive. Like, even with playing games with Kalel, now you have to get a big, you know, this guy's coming in to give Bam a break, right? Like, you know how everything is going to work out. I just think that having a roster that's more definitive helps them out more than who's doing it, but more what they're going to be asked to do.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Final segment of the second hour here on Tobin and Leroy Show.